Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Your fantasy season doesn't end after your draft. The Fantasy Football Today podcast is going to get you through the season and to a championship. Fantasy Football Today, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network, has episodes every single day. Waiver wire, trade talk, starter sit, mailbags, and more. If you want to win your league, you need to listen to Fantasy Football Today. Follow and listen to Fantasy Football Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, one thing, I was just looking at the Knicks schedule. So they have another road game on Friday night. They'll be in Chicago. Then, now remember too, when we talk about the Knicks, like, people are so sensitive. I hate the fact that we actually have to preface almost everything we say with, like, we understand they're going to be okay. They're still going to be a playoff team and they're going to win a bunch of games and it's much better than anything that it's been for the last 20 years or whatever it may be. Like, we get it. I mean, good God, stop being so sensitive. Even with the Mike Clown thing, like, it's entertainment. I'm joking around. Don't take it personally. Or if Brown has a problem personally, he can call me up and then we'll discuss it. And I'll tell him why I think he's a clown.
Just like Boone with the data applicator.
That's exactly right. Like, come on,
they'll
dude.
Find you.
Good God. Yeah, exactly right. We're just having fun. But anyway, the Knicks should, like, whatever happens Friday against the Bulls, okay, on the
Where's
road.
That game? Is that here or there?
No, that's what I'm saying. So that one's there. They have one more game on the road in Chicago.
And they're playing a little bit better than I thought they would be. It's early. All right.
And
what else?
And by the way, the Sixers are good. Don't look now, but all of a sudden the Sixers have been playing
I don't
well.
Like them, but I know they're playing well.
VJ Edgecombe legit.
Yes.
I mean, they've got some weapons there.
Maxie's a beast.
Yeah. Anyway, so then the Knicks after that, dude, they have 7 home games in a row.
Wow.
Isn't that a lot?
That's a lot. That's
so
a
November,
long run.
Home against the Bulls, Washington, Minnesota, Brooklyn, Memphis, Orlando, and then Miami.
Okay.
That is a, I mean, that's a lot. So next month, 9 of their, 10, 11, 12, 13, 9 of their 14 are at home. So you would expect their record to be, like, I mean, look, if they're going to win 50-something games, they're going to have to get fat at home. And, you know, like the team that could play well at home. And I'm not just basing it off of the results. My thing is I was hoping to see it look different. I know it's only 4 games. I just have not seen that difference yet.
Yeah. And I'm just more concerned with Karl-Anthony Towns. The story that came out over the summer, like, the Knicks and the Bucks engaged, but the Knicks weren't willing to part with certain things, and we never really found out what it was. I'd love to know. And I'm not saying you call them today and say, hey, listen, whatever we had on the table or potentially on the table over the summer, here's, let me add this and that to sweeten the pot. But, you know, the fact that the Knicks were willing to and you'd have to think that Towns to match the money was involved in that conversation, that they were thinking that back then. Like, everything that I've said today, and it's definitely not personal, but I'll stand by every word. They're just not going to win with him, man. And he is soft. He's too soft for me. So they know that. If I know that, they know that. And they are going to, at some point this year, be met with a very critical pivot point where I think the Bucks cool down. I know the Bucks are playing well now, maybe a little bit over their heads. When they cool down and other teams start calling the Bucks, and the Knicks will have to make a decision, how aggressive do we get to get a give up? What do we give up aggressively to get Giannis? And I hope they make the right decision, because if they don't, they're not going to win.
And even with Giannis, now I'm not saying you wouldn't do that, and that's a whole nother conversation, really a whole nother show or whatever. It's going to just open up, like, it takes away the focus from Towns.
For sure, for sure.
And Brown, like, you worry about Giannis, who it might not be realistic. As a matter of fact, Hoff, can you look? I didn't see if he spoke after the game.
He did.
Okay, can you find what Giannis said after the game about, because I thought I saw it when I was coming on the train.
Perfect answer,
but
by the
way. I couldn't listen to it. I want to see, find what Giannis said about being the idea that, you know, the rumors about what the Knicks or whatever. What I was going to say is, even if you add Giannis, now obviously you do it, I would do that. We said this before the season started. I don't think the Knicks have enough shooters, and we don't even know what's going the other way. Like, Cat, forget about. You're probably going to have to give up Deuce. You're probably going to have to give up one of Anunoby and Bridges.
Yeah. Yeah,
so,
you are.
So
you
does
are.
That leave you with enough shooters to maximize the pieces around now Giannis and Brunson? Yes, scoring-wise, sure, but Brunson's game is also majority inside. The footwork and all that stuff. Getting
the mid-ranges.
The rim.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, right.
A little bit of everything.
Giannis is obviously attacking the rim, which he's a freak at.
Coast to coast.
They would need at least one lethal shooter to complement.
Yeah.
Those two plus whichever one stays out of Bridges and Anunoby.
I think that's the easiest thing to get. Now, not tonight. You're not going to have it tonight. You're not going to have it tomorrow. But you start getting to the point in the season where, you know, teams really know they're out of it. There's guys, there's buyouts, there's veterans who have been on good teams who all they could do is shoot and have very specific, maybe even a big, if you have to part with Mitch, whatever. I'm just throwing stuff out there. Like, filling out the back of the roster with good role players, I wouldn't worry about that at all. I think it's actually pretty easy.
All right, let's listen to what Giannis said after the game about the Knicks rumors. Go ahead, Off.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Your fantasy season doesn't end after your draft. The Fantasy Football Today podcast is going to get you through the season and to a championship. Fantasy Football Today, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network, has episodes every single day. Waiver wire, trade talk, starter sit, mailbags, and more. If you want to win your league, you need to listen to Fantasy Football Today. Follow and listen to Fantasy Football Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Going back to the ESPN report from earlier this month, part of it was that if you were traded, you'd prefer to go to the Knicks.
Who said that?
We said that.
I was wondering if that is true, and if it is or it's not. Okay.
I don't remember that. Right now, I'm here representing my team, and that's it. We beat the Knicks. So that's really what matters right now. We have a game 2 days against Golden State. Try to stay locked in and get 2-0. But I didn't read that article. Try to stay away from all that rumors and, I don't know how you call it, speculations and trade and all this. Doesn't concern me one bit. I try to involve myself and try to help my team win games.
It was not a denial.
No, it was a perfect answer. You kind of disarm people. If you lean into it, it's over. You complicate your world. If you completely denounce it, well, now somebody's going to go back and pull something up. There was a report, I believe 100%, that he was more than ready to leave Milwaukee. No doubt in my mind.
Right, but the key part was that he wanted to go to the Knicks.
Yes, yeah, I believe that too.
So me too, but that's a huge, huge thing here. So he could say, well, I don't pay attention to the rumors that I'm here right now. We're beating the Knicks. But he did not deny those reports. And one would believe that if things, to your point, do start to go sideways a little bit in Milwaukee, and he does start to drop the hammer and force his way, I could clearly see a path that the Knicks would end up with Giannis.
So do I, and so can I. And, you know, talk about what you'd have to give up to get him, which would be a king's ransom, and they don't have a lot of first round picks because of the Bridges trade. you know, there's something to be said that we can't omit here. If he is hell-bent on getting to New York at some point during the season, and I think that unless they just have a very, very surprisingly good season, like good season,
right,
then he'll probably be happy and stay there and not really, you know, rattle the cage. But he's always talked about the demographics of the city, the diversity, very high population of Greeks. So I think that will be very appealing to him. But if he plays his cards right privately, because he's not going to rattle it publicly, as I said, and he tells the Bucks, I'm not going anywhere but the Knicks.
Right.
Well, then the Knicks don't have to give up 100 cents on the dollar or 120 overpay. You know, if you have a deal that is slightly better with the Hawks, and he's like, I'm not going there. There's no way I'm going there. Well, I'm going to make life. It's not happening. Like, he really does control it when you think about the destination. That's one thing that's changed a lot in the NBA last 10, 12, 15 years.
Well, Carmelo controlled it too. Knicks still had to give up more than they would have liked. Remember, Dolan stepped in. They ended up giving up a little bit more.
But that was idiocy. Yeah. That was Dolan being a clown. Now I'll use the word clown of an owner and stepping out of his boundaries and not knowing how to do business and getting a little petulant and jumping the gun. They didn't have to do that. They chose to give up all those pieces because Dolan was getting a little frisky.
By the way, what's worse, calling Mike Brown Mike Clown or calling Cat Anthony Carl Anthony Towns basically a...
I'm not calling him that.
No, I'm not saying you are. You're calling him soft.
I'm calling him soft. I'm stopping there.
We've all called him soft. Called up before, called him a pussycat.
I'm
just saying,
what's worse?
Yeah, come on, dude. Lighten up a little bit. Let's not take it so seriously.
I'm trying to... Yeah, I hear you. I'm trying to actually think what is worse. I would say... that's a tough one because I think when you start to denigrate somebody's manhood...
Right.
That's worse. Right. So I would have to think it's Towns.
Plus, Mike Clown is funnier. Like, it just fits.
Hey, Mike Clown's got a couple of Coach of the Year awards,
Can you see him with the red nose on? Maybe, hey, I got an idea. Halloween.
He is happy. He does have a broad smile. Mike Clown, come on, dude, stop.
He's had to have dressed like a clown at some point in his life, no? Mike Clown, it's a perfect fit. Oh, who are you today, Coach? I'm Mike Clown.
You're an idiot,
BT and Sal, the Van Warrior calls when we get back. 888-808-1019.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Your fantasy season doesn't end after your draft. The Fantasy Football Today podcast is going to get you through the season and to a championship. Fantasy Football Today, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network, has episodes every single day. Waiver wire, trade talk, starter sit, mailbags, and more. If you want to win your league, you need to listen to Fantasy Football Today. Follow and listen to Fantasy Football Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.